I want to turn our attention, though, to the market, what it all means when we do get that inflation reading and what it means for the messaging that we've heard from Jay Powell and the Fed in terms of this all being transitory. For more on that, I want to bring on Chris Gaffney, TIAA Bank President of World Markets, joins us now. And Chris, I mean, you heard Emily laying it out there, the expectations here that we are still expected to see a very hot inflationary print. I mean, what are you looking at in terms of how the market's reacting or maybe more buying into the idea of some of this starting eventually to get back to normal?
Yeah, I think that, you know, markets have already priced in the increase that we're expecting in consumer prices. And, you know, Fed Chairman Powell gave a very clear message that, you know, they're focusing on maximum employment. They're going to wait and believe that the inflation will come back down. So while we probably won't see a decrease in this print, we are expecting to see inflation start coming back down as those supply bottlenecks start to ease. So, you know, the Fed has made it clear that maximum employment right now is trumping price stability. So they're going to err on the side of, you know, overheating the economy rather than killing it too soon.
And I want to ask you, you know, what conditions do you think will lead the Fed to maybe accelerate their taper timeline?
Well, they, you know, the bond market certainly thinks they're going to have to accelerate it. So I do think it's really labor force participation. If we see some healthy, more healthy signs on the labor front, I think that's going to be the straw that will force the Fed to take action and perhaps early. On the inflation side, yeah, if we don't see consumer prices start to come back down, but, you know, Powell made it clear that he's going to wait until second quarter of next year before really analyzing that data and really to try to get past the pandemic impacts on the data. So they're going to be very patient with the inflation data. With the thought that they can take care of high inflation if and when it occurs.
Yeah, Chris, obviously the Fed's not operating in a vacuum either. I mean, we've had a few guests point to some other central bankers around the globe maybe potentially moving quicker to reel some of this stuff in. How much pressure does that put on the Fed to maybe follow suit? And how do you see that shaping up in terms of some of these opportunities when you look outside the U.S.?
Yeah, the Bank of England surprised everybody by not raising rates. Now we've had other major central banks start to sound a little more hawkish and start moving rates higher, and global rates have started to tick up. I still think the Fed is the one that the rest of the central banks follow. So I don't think the having, you know, Bank of Poland surprised with a 75 basis point increase really has any impact on the Fed's decision. They're going to look at U.S. data. They certainly have the global data, you know, that they also look at, but they're going to focus on U.S. data, focus on the U.S. economy, and really focus on the jobs pictures and labor force participation, making sure we can achieve maximum employment. And I think that's going to be the focus for the Fed. They won't move prematurely. They remember, I think the memory of their move back in 2005 when they moved, or 2015 when they moved a little early, is still fresh on their minds. So they're not going to be too preemptive on the rate increase. I think they're going to let it go and be very patient with interest rates.
Now, I have to ask you your opinion. We've been on such a bull run. We've seen equities outperform. 80% of earnings this season has been positive. But how much longer does this run continue? And when is it time for people to maybe get out of the fire and start hedging their bets a little bit? And where are those hedges, do you think?
Yeah, we think it's always smart to have a very diversified portfolio. Diversification pays off. So, but you know, this is a great environment for companies. I mean, the earnings reports are still good. We had a little bit of a slowdown in third quarter, but company earnings still came in very good. And I think this environment, low inflation, supportive central banks, and really consumer balance sheets that are very strong, corporate and consumer balance sheets. There's still a lot of pent-up demand as these supply bottlenecks ease. I think you see some of the spending that maybe didn't occur in Q3 will be spread out. So the Delta variant and the supply bottlenecks have actually led to spread the consumption out a little bit. So I think we've got more room to run. I think it's smart to stay invested. Again, diversified portfolio, but you know, if and when we start looking towards the tops, I think you can start looking at investments outside of the U.S. I think the global markets, global economies are at different stages of their recovery. Their markets may have a little longer lead time on the upside. So I think it's smart to be diversified outside of the U.S. Right now, I would say stay with your game plan, stay invested. This is a great environment for equity markets, and I would encourage individuals to stay invested.
Chris Gaffney, TIAA Bank President of World Markets, appreciate you coming on here to chat with us today.